A year like no other, these are unprecedented times. Pretty much all the things we've heard over and over this year. Well, with the year now nearly over, let's go over five financial planning tips to close out the year of COVID.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge, as always, is Andy Feldman. Andy's a certified financial planner. He's got nearly 30 years in the business. He's independent and all of that and so much more. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
It's going okay, Steve. How are you today?
Very, very well. And boy, you started to sum it up there, you know, a year like no other, certainly. And then there's this one, we're all in this together. I think if I hear that one more time, I'm going to bang my head against a wall. Getting kind of tired of all that. I mean, you know, really, it's been a year, certainly, like no other. I mean, there's no question about that. But let me ask you this, Andy, in and around all of this COVID and things and stuff happening, are there some things that we might be able to take advantage of? Are there some things out there that could help us in retirement?
Yeah, there definitely are, especially with the year drawing to a close, Steve. One of the things that we should look at is taking advantage of some temporary charity deduction rules. So for 2020, any charitable donations you make to qualifying organizations are 100% deductible, and that's not limited by a percentage of your adjusted gross income, like 60%, like it was in the past. And the reason is because of the CARES Act that was put into place because of the pandemic. So make sure and talk about this and discuss it with your tax advisor before you do anything, but it's certainly a good opportunity.
And the kicker then is that it expires on December 31st at this point.
Yeah, that's right. So there's not much time, but you still can take care of that. And if you have the funds available and you need a tax write-off and you're charitably inclined, that I think would be something to look into.
Well, I think, you know, from a charity standpoint, I think a lot of charities are kind of hurting this year just because of all of this.
Yeah, they sure are, just like so many people and businesses. And yeah, the charities definitely, their contribution levels are definitely off.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Well, and again, some other things that we might be able to take advantage of, but the time is of the essence here because it expires at the end of the year. And there are some special rules that now affect 401k plans.
Yeah, that's right. The for this year only, if you've been impacted by the pandemic, there's an opportunity for you to take distributions made before December 31st from qualified plans like 401k plans. That will allow you to borrow up to $100,000 penalty tax and interest free over 3 years. So you have 3 years to pay it back.
And again, you've said in the past, Andy, that borrowing from your 401k, I mean, if you're in that situation, it should be a last resort, though.
That's right. That money's supposed to be for your retirement, obviously,
right.
But things happen. You know, things have, especially with what's been going on, and people unfortunately have lost jobs, and a lot of businesses have closed, and it's unfortunate. So people do sometimes find themselves in that situation. So if you don't have another choice, you know, you do have that option. But again, it has to be done before the end of the year.
Sure. And folks, if you want to have a conversation, maybe look at some alternatives to that, 866-646-2677. That's the number you can call. It's 866-646-BOSS. And so tax loss harvesting, I mean, that just sounds like something that might be a good thing to look at.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like something, you know, a farmer would do or something.
Exactly.
Harvest, but,
yeah.
But it's not. Okay. So yeah, harvesting your investment losses. So you want to look at your investment portfolio with your advisor and maybe your tax advisor to see if there's any capital gains and losses for the year and come up with a strategy that might work best. They call that tax loss harvesting. So maybe you could, you know, sell something and get a tax that's down, you know, it's off, it's lost some money, and then get a tax benefit from that. But then there's something called what they call the 30 wash sale rule, 30 day. And when that was designed to discourage people from selling securities at a loss just to claim a tax benefit.
Okay.
So a wash sale occurs when you sell a security at a loss and then purchase the same or substantially identical security within 30 days before or after the sale date, and they will disallow the loss if you do that. So just be careful. Don't buy the same type of security, you know, within 30 days.
Understood. And but that is something that tax loss harvesting, that's something that you can help us with as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Sure. And one of the things that we talk about, and this is not just this year, but I think every year, it makes sense to review the beneficiaries on our retirement accounts.
Absolutely. That's a great point. We talked about this in the past. So this year, it's even more important because it's the end of what was known as the stretch IRA, which meant that any beneficiary in the past of an IRA could have inherited that, rolled it over into their own IRA, and then stretched that out over their lifetime. And, you know, current rules are 72, but it used to be that you wouldn't have to take any money out till you're 70 and a half. So that's changed. So now for most non-spouse IRAs, like an adult child, for instance, if you're the beneficiary of an IRA, you have to withdraw that over 10 years. So you no longer can do that over your lifetime. So you don't have to start taking it right away. You just have to take out the whole thing within 10 years. You could do, you know, monthly, yearly distributions, a one-time lump sum. So that's changed. So it's a good thing. It would be a good thing to do to determine if your current IRA, if you have an IRA, if your current designations are aligned with your original intent, especially, you know, divorce clients should be sure to review everything and make any changes that might be needed.
Well, that could be a real wake-up call if you forget to do that. Have you ever run into that, Andy?
I have.
Have you really?
It's not a good situation. There's a lot of consternation over that. There are some exceptions to this. A minor child of the original account owner, anyone who's disabled or chronically ill, and any designated beneficiary who is not more than 10 years younger than the original account owner. But bottom line, most non-spouse beneficiaries will have to withdraw the funds now within 10 years.
Okay. Well, good to know. And that's the kind of thing that just working with an advisor like you, your independent, certified financial planner, I mean, those are the kinds of things that you really can help us with just to make sure we don't screw up, so to speak.
Yeah, there's so many areas, Steve, besides just, investments, right? There's a lot of things to plan for, and it's very involved. And then again, you know, come in, you know, we'll make some time and sit down.
Sure. And again, let's talk about risk tolerance and portfolio diversification. I mean, with the markets doing what it's doing, boy, we really have to make sure that we are in the right spot and we're comfortable with that spot.
Yeah, definitely. You want to keep, you know, periodically review that. We're very, really, really big on asset allocation and portfolio diversification here. So you definitely want to weigh your risk tolerance. Make sure you have ample cash on hand. You want to have that emergency fund. And also you want to be tax efficient. So, you know, tax efficient financial plan includes an asset allocation or asset allocated portfolio that can give you confidence and then you can reach your long-term financial goals. So again, very, very important to make sure you're diversified and you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket.
Of course not. And, you know, when you talk about the risk tolerance, do you see any difference in people this year, you know, just because of the volatility? I mean, are people saying, I want to be more conservative?
Some people are. Yeah. Okay. There's always people that, want the latest, greatest thing. But as I mentioned before, just because something was the top performing asset class this year, it's most likely not going to be next year.
Sure.
And then people end up buying that and they say, oh my God, it earned 20% last year and now it's down 10, you know, that kind of thing. So that's another reason why it's so important to be very well diversified, because you don't know when one asset class is going to do better than the other. But if you're spread out amongst all of them, you'll still do fairly well.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that to me is just such an advantage with working with an advisor like this. So I tell you what, Andy, we're up against the clock here. Why don't we invite folks to give us a call and have them come on in, sit down with you and begin to map out that plan?
Sure, Steve. So it all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit all together. So give us a call now, schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll talk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For example, Social Security. So at what specific age should you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. So how much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. Do you have an income plan in place to make sure that you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living, say, 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we've just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide, and we'll provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefits.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Folks, take advantage of it. Andy's here for you. He can take a lot of complex financial world, turn it into something that, that just makes sense. Help put together that financial roadmap for you. Here's your opportunity to get a true, practical financial review. If you've never had a second opinion, no time like the present. Make that phone call today. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You heard Andy. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review plus all the extras that go along with it. The Social Security analysis, the portfolio MRI, all of that. No cost, no obligation. A phone call away. 866-646-2677. Then when you leave, you are going to have in your hand that roadmap, that guide that we talk about that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS.
When we come back, we'll highlight four possible major retirement planning mistakes many Americans make and offer possible solutions to help avoid them.
We are back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Here to help us take charge, as always, is Andy Feldman. Andy is a well-certified financial planner. You've been in the business a good long while. You're an independent, which I really think people need to understand why that's important. And plus, you've got that experience. I mean, you kind of tick off the boxes of really what we want in an advisor.
Well, thank you, Steve. Independence is very important, as you mentioned, an independent firm, independent products, independent advice.
Right. And again, you got my interest here when you talk about mistakes to make and how to avoid them. And this first one, we've talked about this before, but it's certainly worth talking about again. And that is failing to maximize Social Security. It's such a big decision and so many people don't get it right.
That's true, Steve. So I just want to go over a few stats about Social Security. A lot of people fail to maximize their benefits. It's a vital source of retirement income, but a lot of people don't know how to go about it. So according to a study from Nationwide Insurance, just 8% of older American adults can identify the factors that lead to the largest Social Security benefit. And not understanding what affects the size of your benefit can be detrimental. Claiming it early could reduce your standard benefit by as much as 25 to 30% and lead you to miss an opportunity to earn increased delayed retirement credits.
And again, so as you look at that, we talk about the number of older Americans that actually get it right is pretty small.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, a lot of people don't realize every year that you delay, you get an extra 8% of your primary insurance amount. So, you can go online and get your benefits by logging on to www.socialsecurity.gov/mystatement. That's socialsecurity.gov/mystatement, and get your numbers. They'll show you what they are at each year. And then, give us a call, come on down. We'll help you with that.
Well, it is rather startling to look at those numbers and you say, okay, well, I know I can start taking Social Security at 62, but holy cow, that's really not a lot of money compared to what it is at 70. I mean, it's a very stark reality, and it's all laid out there in black and white.
Yeah, that's right. You know, your primary, your full retirement age, if you're born before 1960, is 66. 1960 or later is age 67. So there's a big difference from 62 to those ages. And also, like you said, a bigger advantage, much bigger increase to 70. But again, not everybody can do that.
Right.
So it all depends on your situation, longevity in your family, your financial situation, what if you have other sources of income. So this requires a lot of planning.
Absolutely. 866-646-2677. If you'd like some help with that plan, help getting maximizing Social Security, and you can help that make that happen for you as well. So we're talking about mistakes that we want to avoid, and I think this is a big one too. We're just believing that we're going to be able to work until we don't want to anymore.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people count on working in retirement, but around 55% of current workers anticipate they'll keep earning a paycheck well into retirement. But again, like you said, that doesn't always happen. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to hold down a job or even a part-time job later on in life. But the problem comes if you count on income from a paycheck and it's not there.
Right. And again, that can really, throw the proverbial monkey wrench into things. And we want to avoid that, obviously. What kinds of things can happen that would prevent us from working? I mean, health, obviously, the big one. But I mean, this year, I think there's a lot of reasons.
Of course, you know, the reality is, you know, very few seniors actually continue working in their later years. And it could be from a lack of opportunities. And like you mentioned, it could be family issues or health issues. So a lot of people plan on it and it doesn't really pan out. So
right.
You really have to, you know, take the bull by the horns and make sure you're doing the right planning for retirement.
Yeah, from the health standpoint, you know, that's the kind of thing where obviously you don't see it coming, and it happens fast sometimes.
Yeah, it sure does, especially, you know, this past year with the pandemic. I mean, so many people were thrown for a loop with that.
Right. And again, you know, so let me ask you this, Andy, how important are setting goals in retirement?
Extremely important. Again, that's one of the things that people make the mistake of. They don't have a specific planning goal. So only around 48% of Americans have tried to calculate the amount they'll need to save for retirement. So a lot of people are pretty much, you know, flying blind when setting savings goals or determining if they're on the right track for a secure future. So you really need to start by knowing what your living expenses will be. That lifetime expense report, and you really can't afford to save too little because you won't know how much money you'll need. So when we do income plans, we first of all, we make it go to age 100. Second of all, we use, even though inflation is very low now, we still use a 2 to 2.5% inflation factor. Because the dollar today obviously is not going to be worth the same as 20 years from now.
Sure.
And again, I think a lot of people are not realizing they may be planning for 30 to 40 year retirement. That's a long time, isn't
it? That's a long time, yeah. I mean, and again, you've got to make sure that that money's going to last and that income is going to be there for you.
That's right. And just a tip for our younger listeners, I have found over the years that it's very difficult for people in their 20s and 30s to visualize being 65 or 70 or 75 and no longer working. But as you and I know, Steve, it goes fast.
Oh.
And start now. Start right now and pay yourself first. All those other bills, you know, cable, phone, you know, things like that. There's not an investment, obviously. So take that first 20 and put it in your pocket. Put it in that 401k plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you don't even feel it when it comes right out of your paycheck anyway, right?
That's right. You won't feel it. You won't even realize it. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, well, you're right. Absolutely. And so, again, we're talking about mistakes we want to avoid. And this one's kind of the elephant in the room, Andy. And we're talking about healthcare here.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Another mistake is not planning for healthcare costs in retirement. Less than a third of Americans have tried to determine how much they'll need for healthcare costs as retirees. And we include that as one of the expense items in our income plans. So healthcare can cost a senior couple with Medicare as much as $325,000 out of pocket over the course of their retirement. So it's easy to see why not planning for that expense could be a disaster.
Right. And when you're talking about that $325,000, that's not including long-term care.
That's right. If you want to, you know, consider, and we strongly recommend that people look into that, long-term care insurance, you know, is also another expense that we try to budget for, because, you know, again, that's another huge expense that could really, you know, could end up costing, depending on what part of the country you live in, you know, $8,000-$10,000 a month.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And again, the good news is there are opportunities, or there are products, if you will, that can help in that long-term care world. And it, you know, it's life insurance with a living benefit, all of that. And we don't need to get into much detail, but you know all about that, don't you?
Yeah, well, this is something we have been doing a lot of. I would say every week we have, you know, someone else that's, you know, interested in looking into that. And again, they have new kinds of policies where they combine life insurance with long-term care benefits. And the premise is that if the person doesn't use the benefit, that someone, their beneficiary, will end up getting the death benefit and they'll receive the funds back.
And again, I think a lot of people aren't aware that that even exists. And so, folks, if that's news to you, give Andy a call, 866-646-2677. And let's just touch on Medicare. I know we could spend days talking about Medicare, but, you know, Medicare is a big deal. And it's wonderful, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
That's right. But, you know, when you hit 65, definitely sign up.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, they're not going to call you. And then understand, you know, what the alphabet, what they call alphabet soup sometimes. Medicare A is for hospital. Part B is doctors. Part C is Medicare Advantage. And D is prescription drugs. So if you don't sign up, for instance, I had a client who did not sign up for the prescription drug benefit, basically just didn't want to pay the money. Well, he ended up needing a lot more medications later on and signed up late, and the premium was much higher.
Sure. And that premium will stay higher for forever.
It's permanent.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's real important. And I know you have access to a Medicare specialist, don't you?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and again, so if you got questions, you can help folks there as well. And boy, that whole alphabet soup thing, I know that the open enrollment for Medicare is over at this point. And so I'm hoping that all of those never-ending Medicare commercials will go away now.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay.
Well, again, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here today, Andy, and why don't we invite folks to give us a call and get on your calendar and have that conversation.
Sure, Steve. So it all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit all together. So give us a call right now. Schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll talk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For instance, Social Security. So at what specific age should you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. Do you have an income plan in place to make sure you aren't in danger of running out of money? And say if you end up living 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide, and we'll provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefits.
866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review plus all the extras, and you will find out where you are today, of course, but most importantly, you'll end up with that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. Call right away, 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. boss. And Andy, as always, a pleasure to be here and to be able to have the conversation. It's always informative.
Yeah, it was a great show, Steve. Really enjoyed it. Thanks again.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate that. And we'll be back again next week with new topics, new questions, that and more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.